Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Suzanne Arnaud St. George.
When I moved to Florida a few years ago, I had some really important lessons to learn. And one of those was learning to be an early bird, because you see, I'm a night owl. So one day, I woke up at 4 a.m. and my phone was buzzing like a mad queen bee. And I said, what is this? It's 4 a.m. And then I realized, oh, I was supposed to be on a radio show in Fort Lauderdale. Well, I lived in Jupiter, so that meant taking the turnpike to Fort Lauderdale. And, well, that was okay. I was new to Florida and I had a lot to learn. So I headed out on the turnpike in my crisp white linen suit, and I just wanted to make such a good impression at this radio show, but it really wasn't happening quite the way I expected. You see, when I got to exit the turnpike just an hour before I was supposed to be on the radio show, a watermelon truck that was packed with ripe watermelons pulled into the lane in front of me. And with a loud bang and a belch of smoke, it skidded sideways to a stop and completely blocked both exit lanes. Well, you can imagine how thrilled I was. So I said to the watermelon truck driver, please, can you just move? I'm really late for a very important date. You know what? He just laughed and he said, hang in there, we'll fix this. So the toll booth attendant got out and finally pushed this truck through the toll booth. And I heaved a sigh of relief and I said, oh, maybe I'm going to make it on time after all. But I was wrong, you see. The next thing I knew, the toll booth attendant was saying, just wait another minute, lady, because my colleague has to walk through here. And his colleague was carrying this huge metal tray full of coins, and it was time for a change of shift. So I waited as patiently as I could as he stepped slowly in front of my car. Then I realized there was oil on the road, and if I didn't warn him, he was going to just fall. And yes, of course, he slipped and he slithered, and crash bang, he fell down in front of my car along with 200 silver coins. What was I going to do? I jumped out of my car, forgetting about my crisp white linen suit, and I helped pick up all this dirty money, along with the Mexican farmers and the toll booth attendant. And finally, with my white linen suit covered in oil stains, I was able to drive through. Well, maybe I could just make it to the radio station in time. What do you think? No, I didn't make it to the radio station in time because someone had forgotten to tell me that in Florida, roads turn into bridges, and my road was turning into a bridge, and I was on the wrong side of the tracks. So as patiently as I could, I waited and waited while 7 sailboats went through the bridge. And finally, I was waved through. I got to the radio station just 5 minutes before we were supposed to go live. They were counting me down. I ran in. I put the earphones on, shaking. But there we were live. The reason I was being interviewed was I had just published a book on stress management, and surely I was learning stress management. And so they were asking all of these questions, how to be calm in a stressful situation, and I certainly had lots of material to tell them. And so finally the show closed. The station director came in and he said, so what happened to you? How were you so late? I told you to be here at 6 a.m. So I wanted to cover up my mistake and try to head out the door before he reprimanded me. I said, oh, over my shoulder, I was learning TM as I ran out the door. And he said, TM? You see, I'd meant time management, because that's what you do in stress management. You learn time management. But he thought I meant transcendental meditation. So he said, I've been looking everywhere for a transcendental meditation teacher. Will you teach me? Yes, I've been studying transcendental meditation for many years, in 11 countries actually. And this was fortunate that he asked me a subject that I really knew about. So when he said, will you please come back next week and do a program on transcendental meditation, I was delighted. So this early bird had to retreat to the radio station and say, yes, sir, I didn't want to eat the worm. I wanted to teach him how to do transcendental meditation.
Suzanne Arnaud St. George with a story about controlling your stress.
And I think she managed to do a pretty good job of it, don't you? I mean, this is somebody who practices what she preaches.
White linen and oil do not mix.
That is definitely the case. And, you know, there are so many times during the story when you thought, this person is either really, really unlucky or really, really lucky. Isn't she lucky she wasn't going to a TV taping?
That is lucky. I was taken back by her accent. Where's she from?
Oh, she's British.
It's kind of a humorous story. I picture all those watermelons and her picking up those coins. Things went wrong when they went wrong.
They sure did. And the first thing I thought of when hearing about the watermelon truck was Harry Chapin's song. Was it 30,000 pounds of bananas or 50? Or
something like that.
Something like that. And what happens when you're on the highway or on the road and there's a truck and all those bananas. And I thought, watermelons, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, the dropping coins on the road by the toll keeper, that's a firing offense.
Well, they don't have too many toll keepers anymore. Maybe that's one of the reasons. Who knows? A detail like that, as well as the watermelon truck and the bridge, it just reinforces Suzanne's opening statement about being an early bird or not being an early bird. Normally, I tell storytellers, this is a story, not an essay. You don't need to analyze. You don't need to make abstract the concrete. Let the listener make that connection in his or her head. But in this case, I think Suzanne, who is a writer after all, followed through very well with her early bird theme. If you're an early bird, then any of the stuff that happens won't prevent you from catching that worm. And she sure did, getting another visit to the radio station the following week. Let's hope that she got there on time.
Well, when she first mentioned TM, she knew what she meant, but the station manager didn't.
Yes, and it's a wonderful miscommunication because it ended up to be this amazing coincidence. How many people who know about time management also can teach transcendental meditation? It's just amazing that the miscommunication led to that.
It worked out for her.
She caught the worm.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.